2020, just over a month after being returned to their care. Shannon Marsden and Stephen Bowden were found guilty of murder last year. Poor access to GPs and long waits for treatment are being blamed for public satisfaction, with the NHS falling to an all-time low. The British Social Attitudes surveys found fewer than one in four people were happy with the health service last year in England, Wales and Scotland. Science Minister Andrew Griffith says the government's doing what it can.
We've put in more resources than ever before. Spending's gone up by 13% since 2019. It's one of the Prime Minister's five key priorities is to cut the waiting lists.
The government's revealed a record number of migrants have crossed the English Channel so far this year. Some 4,644 made the journey in 2024, a record for the first 3 months of a calendar year. It's emerged transport officials in Baltimore tried to evacuate people from the Francis Scott Key Bridge just moments before it collapsed. Audio of radio calls revealed they did manage to stop some traffic, but six maintenance workers are missing, presumed dead. The number of sewage overspills in England increased by more than half last year. The Environment Agency says it happened more than 464,000 times as the country experienced its sixth wettest year on record. But campaigner Fergal Sharkey says water company bosses should be held to account.
The regulatory system has utterly failed. The water companies have been allowed to exploit that weakness. They've ram-raided these companies for cash. We as a nation should be outraged.
Industry body Water UK insists the sector has a plan to sort this out. A former world heavyweight champion boxer Mike Tyson has released a range of cannabis edibles in the shape of ears. In 1997, he bit off part of an opponent's ear during a fight. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Not sure I fancy topping into a bag of those.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, the weather has taken a little bit of a turn outside. Quite cloudy. The sun has gone. The sun has disappeared. 11 degrees. Light rain and a fresh breeze. Probably going to get rain about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock this afternoon. And then hopefully into the evening it will be dry, going down to about 5 degrees as we head towards the Easter weekend. Gusty winds and rain on Thursday, about 11 degrees. And about 50% chance of that during tomorrow daytime. And then on Friday, 13 degrees, drizzle and a moderate breeze. And again, about 50% chance of rain up until about 12 o'clock. Saturday, small chance of rain, 13 degrees. There might be some rain showers and some sunshine. But it's a bit mixed at the moment. Hopefully the rain showers will miss. Love the lovely Brentwood.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I'm really hungry. I've already had two biscuits and I had my cereal this morning. I don't normally have cereal, but I feel really hungry. I don't know what's the matter with me at the moment. I just feel like munching. I feel like something hot. I haven't really had any. When did I have hot food last? I think maybe, Saturday night, I think, actually. Is it Saturday night? Yeah, I don't think. That's why I've not been eating any hot food. I've been having nibbly bits. That's why I need to get some hot food. I don't know, really. Maybe some soup or something might help. But I do feel really, I feel like nibbly. It might be the weather. You know, sometimes when it goes a little bit cold, you think, oh, I need something a bit warmer. Now, we were talking about, I was talking just before the news, about a BBC host has signed off for the last time his final show after 43 years with an emotional message. Oh, Tony Blackburn has left fans devastated as he's presented his last ever programme. What a great guy. I've listened to him when I was down at my sister's. I know she listens to him. And the DJ was a fixture on the BBC Radio Berkshire, Oxford, and Solent schedule for decades. However, earlier this year, Tony announced he was stepping away to focus on other projects, including his work for BBC Radio 2. And he said, "You'll never find another laugh like mine." Oh, that lovely Bob.
That is lovely.
He's a very good presenter that stood the test of time.
Oh, he's not giving up radio altogether.
No, but it's still, you know, Yeah. It's still end of an era.
It's my inspiration.
Is he your inspiration?
One of them.
One of them. I think Terry Wogan was amazing
brilliant.
On the radio.
Absolutely.
He was
brilliant.
He was fantastic, yeah. Yeah. And also, see, I like James Whale. He's quite seriously ill, but still carrying on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
He's got stage 4 kidney cancer. Oh, no, and he yeah. is on the, like, in, no more treatment, but he still does his show on Talk Radio.
Good for him.
With Ash.
Oh, yeah.
No, and, yeah, there's some, I mean, some just phenomenal.
Who's your all-time great?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think it might be, from watching him and listening to him from when I was young, be James Whale. Because
okay.
because he just was so outrageous. He's not some, I could never be like that.
No.
You know,
no.
He's got a way. So I but then there's loads of other ones that I've listened to over the years. And they become part of your, you know, part of your life, really. When they're not there, you miss them, even though if you're not listening.
I think that's what's missing from a lot of radio today, is personality radio.
Yeah.
A lot of, especially the commercial stations, are like blueprints of one another. They tend to play much the same music with very little interaction. But I think my all-time number one hero must be Kenny Everett.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I don't really, I know Kenny Everett, obviously, but not know him. But, I mean, I don't really remember the radio. I remember, I've seen the TV. Even you can still watch the TV stuff now. It's very outrageous.
Yeah, TV, I don't think he was quite so good on TV. He was best on radio.
Yeah, but I didn't really listen to him on that.
No, he was groundbreaking, really.
Steve Wright, another one.
Yeah.
But they're all, I'm saying all guys. I mean, there's plenty of, but back in the day, it was really a male-dominated industry.
Of course, now you've got Michelle Ward, Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM.
And that's it.
And all of our colleagues.
Yes,
of
all of our wonderful colleagues. Yes. And we've got a lot more females on this station than anywhere else.
That was quite noticeable a few years back that we only had one or two, but we've got more and more now.
Yeah.
It's good.
I think there's about seven of us, eight of us or something.
Mm.
Quite a few. So you're looking very smart today. Are you going out after the show?
No. It's a second-hand shirt, actually.
Is it? Well, it does look first class. And you got? Did you use the coffee bags that Claire brought in?
No, I didn't.
All very nice. I had two of them today. I felt a bit guilty.
Ooh.
But we're not used to having plush coffee here.
No
toilet rolls, by the way. I brought in my own.
Okay.
but plenty of coffee.
I only use them to doodle on anyway.
Yes, anyway, let's not go there. Now, do you like, I was going to play a classic. Do you like The Whispers? You must have played this.
And the beat goes on.
That's it.
Oh, let's do it.
waiting for the bus, the number 16, Cricklewood Broadway to Edgware Road. I have no idea when it's coming, because it's 1974, with only the bus stop timetable to give me a clue. That's how it was in those days. We just waited. If it came, it came. If it didn't, we walked. Often they came in pairs. Hold tight, please. Ding, ding. We're on our way. Wait a minute. There's a bloke running. He grabs the pole, jumps on, smiles. That's how it was in those days. Mostly, I sat upstairs. I don't know why. Once I sat downstairs, someone was rude to me. On the other hand, things happened upstairs too. Still, that's where I sat. You could smoke upstairs. That's how it was in those days. Fares, please, the conductor called as he moved around the bus. I loved the ticket machine, worn like an oversized necklace, clicking and clunking, dispensing curved tickets, all off a roll that occasionally ran out. Combined with the leather money bag, a perfect match. Change given. That's how it was in those days.
I got a pencil full of lead and some water for my throat. I got buttons for my coat and sails on my boat. So much more than I needed before. I got money in the meter and a turbo heater. Oh, and now it's getting on the road. It's only getting sweeter. I got legs on my tails and a head for a hair. Holding a pan and some shoes on my feet. I got a shelf full of books and most of my teeth. Two pairs of socks and a door with a lock. I got food in my belly, analysis for my telly, and nothing's gonna bring me down. In my car, I got most of the memes and scripts for the scenes. I'm out and about, so I'm in with a shout. I got a favorite chat, but better than that. Food in my belly and a license for my daddy, and nothing's gonna bring me down. I'm out of blowing that high.
Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1, 2, 3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
Phoenix FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hollow by We Are All Fossils, and Jacob will be my guest playing live in the studio from We Are All Fossils next Thursday, the 4th of April. Coming up next, a classic by Amy Winehouse.
Shame, oh shame, babe. to
FM travel news.
I was just looking at Bob then saying to myself, what am I doing? Why am I here? Who am I? Let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. And first off, it's Wilson's Corner looking very, very busy on the A128 in all directions, and also coming up on the A1023 from the High Street as well. Temporary traffic signals on the B185, that's King's Road at Hart Street. Brook Street roundabout is not looking too bad at the moment, heading down the M25. A little bit busy coming back through, I'd say sort of halfway up between Lakeside and Brook Street at the moment, but other than that, it's looking pretty clear. Going across the Dartford Bridge and the tunnel, no issues, and you'll get more traffic and travel coming up with Bob Simpson in an hour. So, how are you? You're very early today.
I am very early
very
today,
early.
Yes.
I thought I was getting ready to put my coat on to go home.
Oh, no, I needed to do a bit of shopping, but I got done very quickly, and here I am.
So. Do you think you'll get any Easter eggs, Bob?
Oh, I expect so, you know. The postman's always busy on Valentine's
Day. Putting an egg through the letterbox? I used to like the ones I was saying yesterday, the ones that used to have the Smarties in them. But now, you see, you open an egg and you go, and there's nothing in there.
No, I know.
They break to pieces because they're so thin.
I know. Oh, it's not like the old days, is it?
Well, I don't know. There is an egg I've seen. I think it might be Hotel Chocolat, although there's other ones. And it's thick. Literally, the egg is really thick. And then inside, there's even more chocolates.
Oh, really?
But it's exactly. But it's very expensive.
Lush.
Some of them are about 80 quid. Who's going to pay 80 quid for an Easter egg?
Not me.
Yeah, not me either.
No. I haven't even got you one this year.
No, but I didn't get you one either. But
well,
thank you, Bob.
That's it. Thank you as well for the.
I thought about it, but then I forgot. And if I probably like my mum's Easter egg that year that I bought, you wouldn't have made it for you to eat it anyway.
Oh, why?
Because I ate it.
Oh,
I sent her. She was at my sister's, and I sent her a picture of it so she could look at it. And she went, "Oh, that looks nice." And then later on, I sent her the pieces that had been eaten and the crumpled foil. And she went, "Oh no!" I said, "Sorry, I was a bit. I had it in the kitchen for a couple of days."
Okay.
And then I just thought, "I haven't got." I just looked at it, and then the next minute, I'd opened the box and smashed it to pieces.
Oh well, never mind Easter eggs. I'm a bit disappointed. There's not a nice bottle of something on the table here because it's National Whiskey Day today.
Didn't know.
Ah, there you go.
I don't like, well, I'm not really keen on whiskies. I know that I've bought Japanese whiskey for people and they really love it. But my mum would have had a little sip and said it's creamy and she'd get the notes. But with me, it just, no.
No.
Do you have it with water then, Bob?
I don't tend to drink it nowadays. No. It makes me a bit mad.
Does it?
Yeah.
Mad whiskey drinker, Bob.
Yeah.
You've got a
t-shirt. Like, a bit like Father Jack out of Father Ted.
Yes, I like Father Ted.
Drink.
Women. That's our Bob. So, do you like the Isley Brothers?
Oh, they're brilliant.
What track am I going to play?
Summer Breeze?
No.
I can't remember any others at the moment.
It's this one, This Old Heart of Mine.
Oh, brilliant.
FM.
Paella. Yeah, I only know that because I've watched a few TV programs. Paella.
Oh, it's nice.
With rabbit, I've had it actually, with a bit crawl in it.
I was just saying, off air, shall I say it again, about the origins of
yes,
it came
go
from
ahead.
Spanish farmers, and their staple diet was rice, but they used to put in whatever they had available to make a paella,
yeah.
including snails.
Mm.
How
I
would
like
you fancy
snails.
That?
I do, I like snails. I've had snails in lots of garlic butter. They just taste, because they're a bit like winkles.
I've only experienced them once.
Yeah,
and
you didn't
I
like
thought
it.
They were chewy and not
chewy.
Very nice.
Yeah, depends. I don't mind them. I don't eat. I wouldn't. It's not necessarily something I'd always have.
Mm.
I don't. I don't mind them. But in a paella, I've had rabbit, and I've had that with prawns and chicken. And
yeah.
I had
mussels.
One when I was in Valencia. Yeah,
mussels.
Seafood is lovely.
Lovely, mussels.
Very rich. But the last one I had was actually in Kefalonia. Not last year, I think it was the year before that, and it was beautiful, and it had massive prawns in it, but the thing is, I literally, the whole day, it sat on my, top of my gut, and in the evening, I thought I was going to throw up, because so rich,
it was
beautiful, but far too rich, I think must have had lots of olive oil and butter.
You're
something.
A bit of a foodie, really, aren't you?
I am a foodie, because I enjoy food, I really do, and I don't eat at restaurants that often, but at the weekend, ate out twice. But one of them was, as I said, one of them was like a chain over at Bluewater. But they were doing a roast beef dinner, which was nice. Quite expensive, but nice. But they didn't have any horseradish sauce.
No.
And they're right in the middle of a shopping centre. So the thing is, get out, get down to the shop, like one of the, and buy some.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I that does puzzle me sometimes.
Mm. And not enough jus. Yeah. There was like a beef gravy jus thing, you know, but there wasn't enough of it.
Well, I know it's more traditional pub grub, but I had a wonderful steak and kidney pudding on Sunday.
Where was that?
Oh, this was at the Lodge in Rettenden.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And, you know, standard steak and kidney puddings now, they're tiny, aren't they?
Yeah.
Little foil.
What was this, like the side of your head?
Yeah, nearly.
I like that kind of mash and I love food like that.
All the
like
mash
that.
Was good too.
Well, I mean, you must remember, if you go back to like the 60s and 70s in the UK, everybody cooked most stuff from scratch because we didn't have ready meals. But eating out was an absolute disaster because most places that maybe working class people like me and you would have gone to just would have been absolutely awful, and it just wasn't something that the Brits really did.
Certainly never did it as a child with my parents or anything like that. When I grew up a bit and started work, I would go out and eat. And I can remember some awful meals in a certain chain of restaurants. Oh, I will say who it is because I'm sure they're better now. But in a Wimpy Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. Mm. It was awful.
Yeah.
And my very first Chinese, eaten on a park bench in Green Street, Upton Park.
Well, did you have chicken chow mein?
I think it was chicken chow mein, yeah. And it was like, never had this before.
We're talking about food because I'm really hungry. Everyone's going, I must get chicken chow mein for lunch. I must do it. Mm. That's the power of radio, folks.
Indeed, yeah. The first time I tried a spare rib, ooh.
Yeah, but you got to be careful with spare ribs. Like that. I remember this is going back a long time ago. On a Saturday, my dad would get Kentucky Fried Chicken. And back in the day, and this must be very years ago, they used to do spare ribs. And I don't know what they were coated with because I absolutely loved them. They were amazing. And they used to come in that like grease proof paper in the box.
And also
because they've changed the recipe on, I can't stand Kentucky Fried Chicken now because the recipe's not the same.
It's one of those things that I always fancy, and when I get it, it's a disappointment.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And that's not just down to that brand, that's the dish. Generally,
I do like a little bit of fried chicken, but not that because it's not the same. The coatings, I think they changed it about 20 years ago, and I'm still moaning about it. Although they're very successful with lots of chains.
I learned a fascinating fact about KFC.
Did you
at a quiz on Monday?
Right.
That on Twitter, KFC only follow 11 people.
Yep.
And five of them are named. Six of them. Are named Herb,
yep,
and the rest are the Spice Girls.
So really?
Herbs and Spices, you see.
Are you being serious?
11 Herbs and Spices. Well, it was in the quiz.
Oh, right. I'm going to check that out now and see if that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's possibly lying. Now, coming up next, we've got Ed Rome. This is a great track. I've been playing it out all week, and it's out on the 1st on April Fool's. I don't know why it's April Fool's Day. This is called The Vendetta. Here we go.
Yeah. When you fall in,
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Now, the very gorgeous Anna has said, I was fine until you talked about cheese earlier, so I had to have some. Then Bob started talking about food again. I'll be as big as a house. I've just had a sausage roll, but I'm wishing I had chicken chow mein. See, and you're wondering about the power of advertising.
Well, yeah.
For restaurants. Well, not even for restaurants, anything. Because because when I put the adverts on, they go into subconsciously into your mind like jingles do.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, if I was to say at the moment, it's coming up to lunchtime, and for the meat eaters out there, you might be thinking, you know what would be nice? A lovely, nice bit of bread with a nice bit of thick, crispy bacon. Mm. A nice fried egg just running in the middle, bit of brown sauce. Mm.
Or a nice pork pie with a nice crust on it. How about that, Anna?
What in the sandwich as well? Blimey, sandwich, Anna's going to be the size of a house. Anna, don't have a bacon sandwich with egg and pork pie. It's a little bit. I don't know if Anna likes pork pie. No, I wouldn't know.
No, I don't know.
That used to be a little thing. That was a treat, wasn't it, on a Sunday, a bit of pork pie with some Branston.
I don't know. I didn't live at your house.
Well, no. Not if you did. What were you doing at my house? Get out. No, Mum and Dad used to do, like, in the summer, they do one of those little salad things with, like, pork pie and prawns.
Yeah.
My dad would get in there first, though.
A bit of everything.
Yeah. I like those kind of lunches where you've got a little bit of everything. Mm. Not jelly deals, though.
Hmm.
If you haven't tried those, Anna, that would be something else. She said she does have pork pie in a bacon and egg sandwich.
Oh, fine. Well, okay. Done. Well done, Anna.
It's an English delicacy.
Need a bit of piccalilli in there,
yeah,
as well.
She's,
then,
she's not left the house for a while because she can't actually open the doors yet.
Yeah.
And I would say that she is absolutely gorgeous and very tiny.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen her for a while.
Well.
So maybe if she's eating pork pie all day, who knows? good afternoon to Francesca as well. Was doing lots of walking for charity.
Absolutely.
She's doing 100 miles.
Yeah, real hero. Doing well very well.
Excellent. We all love an egg, she says. I like the little ones. Right. The nation needs to hear you, Michelle, is what she said.
Absolutely. Well,
she's after that for years. She's after another donation. I've already given you some money. What do you want? Should we play some Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
Timeless song. I wanna change the game, like modern architecture. John Lautner coming your way. I know you like this beat, 'cause Jeff been doing the damn thing. You wanna turn it up loud. Future nostalgia is the name. I know your time trying to figure me out. My name's on the tip of your tongue, keep running your in a glass house. You keep on talking that talk. One day you're gonna blast out. You can't be bitter if I'm out here showing my face. You want what now looks like. Let me give you a taste. I know you're dying trying to figure me out. No matter what you do, I'm gonna get it without you. I know you ain't used to a female alpha. No, I know you. No matter what you do, I'm gonna get it without you.
You can't get with this if you ain't built for this. You can't get with this if you ain't built for this. I can't build you up if you ain't tough enough. I can't teach a man how to wear his pants.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, the Daily Bread are having an Easter afternoon tea on Tuesday the 2nd of April at St Peter's Church, Clayton Way, Hutton, between 2 and 4. Adults get in for £10, children get in for £7, but you need to book. So if you fancy a lovely afternoon tea, go and take a look at the website or have a look at Daily Bread at huttonparish.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Hi, I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1-2-3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
Here's the brand new one from Square Wave. This is called Too Far. Now, coming up next is Bob Simpson. Let us know what's coming up on your show, Bob.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you very much. As I said earlier, it's International Whiskey Day today. We'll be commemorating that. We'll be talking about Alan Titchmarsh's trousers.
Yeah.
A little bit about the film Titanic. Got a song for Daphne and a little tip about getting a good night's sleep.
Oh, does it involve whiskey?
No.
Or Alan Titchmarsh?
No.
Okay. That's all coming up with Bob Simpson in the next couple of minutes. We're going to have some Tramps with Disco Inferno, and then we're going to go up to the news with Small Faces with Itchy. Was it Itchy Coop Park? Yeah.
Yes, I lived
near
there.
Did you?
Yeah, it was in Plaistow.
Oh, I didn't know it was actually real.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, things you learn
it's
on the show.
It's not called Itchy Coop Park.
No.
That's what they called it.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Bob. Today it's been great to hear from you all. Thanks for sending messages. I'll be back with you tomorrow from 10. Stay tuned, because Bob is up next with a cracking show. Have a great one.
This is Phoenix FM.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to cool. Be nice and have fun and listen. I tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
Will we touch the sky?
That's why the tea is there.
It's all too beautiful.
It's all too beautiful.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.